Lisa and Pete would love to give you $5,000 to go travelling with. However, the best they can do is this podcast. But if you buy land with LWP, you'll score a $5,000 travel voucher. Find out more at lwppropertygroup.com.au.
We are broadcasting live this evening from Southern Forest Food Council on our Southwest road trip. It's day number two, and if you want to follow the trip, you can do on Twitter and Instagram at Mix945Perth and our itinerary if you want to actually plan your own and do the things that we're doing. Check out the Lisa and Pete page at mix.com.au.
Please be advised the following radio segment is designed for people who have televisions, people who watch television programs in their homes, on their computers, or on electric telephone devices. Lisa and Pete would like to remind you this isn't just Talkin' Telly, this is Justin Hamilton. Talking telly.
Welcome back for another week, mate.
Thanks, guys. And this week we're talking about a show that was one of my favourites from last year. I don't know if... did both of you get to see True Detective?
I did.
I did. Yeah. Lisa talks a lot about it, so it's one that's sitting in the canister ready to
it's
go.
Yeah.
One.
You know, the good thing about it, it's only 8 episodes, so you know, sometimes Well, you know, with some series, there's 22 episodes. It's like, oh my God, that is a mountain. But
was the first one 8 as well?
Yeah, the first one was only 8 episodes.
I felt like it was more because it's quite slow.
Wow. Well, yeah, because so much happens as well. And
I remember
seeing the trailer for the first one and seeing, you know, Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson driving around talking about the nature of good and evil while trying to solve a murder in the Deep South. And I went, I am going to love this. Mm. And then I watched the first episode and I was sitting there, like, I loved it so much, I started thinking, well, maybe I'll grow my hair long and get a wispy moustache. Like, you know, if McConaughey can pull it off. But, What people might not know is that True Detective is an anthology series. So the first season, at the end of the episode, that's it. That's the end of their story.
Yeah.
And that means, you know, this season, it's a whole new setting, brand new characters. There's no McConaughey explaining to us that time is a flat circle. And we have a much more straightforward story. It's a little bit difficult to sum up because there's 4 main characters this season. So first up, we have Vince Vaughn playing a serious character in Frank Semyon, a once upon a time criminal who was attempting to go straight with a serious business proposition. We have Colin Farrell playing Detective Ray Velcoro, who is a broken, self-destructive mess. He's compromised by past deeds and he has a rockin' moustache. You've got to check out the moustache. We have Rachel McAdams, who, you know,
nice
is...
addition.
Right, and she... She's really good. She is a detective. She's driven. She is angry and has a collection of knives. I don't know if I was meant to find that hot, but I did. And
it is.
It is, right?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
She could have a collection of anything and she'd be hot, though. That's the thing.
Oh, my Lord. It's too much, right? And finally, we have Taylor Kitsch, who's playing a motorcycle cop and an army veteran who's trying to get his life on track. And so what happens is there's a dead body that is found towards the end of the first episode that brings all these characters into play, and now we have to see how they'll be able to work together to solve the mystery at the heart of the new series. And it's not just this dead body, it's set in California, it's present time. But look, there's a lot of excellent qualities to this so far. The first two episodes, for me, the highlights have been Colin Farrell and Rachel McAdams. The two of them just have proper charisma. So look, I really enjoyed the first two episodes. The second episode in particular has a genuine wah moment at the end. That it was one of those things where I was watching it with a friend and, you know, when something actually takes you by surprise and then you don't speak while the credits are going,
yes.
That kind of surprise. It's like, oh, my God. So, look, I'm going to stick around and, look, I'll be honest, like, you know, I don't want to sound like I'm seeing someone new and I wish my ex-girlfriend would turn up, but I kind of wish Matt and Woody would ride in at any moment and just give the show a bit of a jump start. Like, but it's all right. It's still good. It's still good. Stop comparing it, Hammo. Stop comparing it. True Detective Showcase 7:30 p.m. Mondays, and you know, on the showcase, so you'll be able to catch it at lots of different times. One Thumb Dreaming of Carcosa.
Now, this is an interesting story and is something that's caused a little bit of laughter and a bit of fun.
It seems terribly harsh, doesn't it?
But I don't know. I mean, smell is a pretty important thing.
Yeah, it is, but this, you know, I mean, natural smell is very important. This one can be dealt with. You know, if you had, like, I can understand if it was actually not a nat, like a body odor, a halitosis of some sort, but 68% of women, according to a survey, have dumped a guy because of his cologne or aftershave.
Now, I thought
they didn't like it, usually after the first date.
Are just meant to smell good, isn't that? I mean, some you get a bit spicy, some are a bit
awful.
Really?
Well, it's like perfumes. You don't like all perfumes, do you?
I haven't come across a perfume I don't think I've liked yet. I don't know. I just, yeah, no, I'm into that sort of stuff. It's fine.
All
but
right,
it got
well,
us chatting about things that that you've dumped somebody over.
Because this is pretty petty. Yeah. I mean, this could be dealt with a new bottle of something. no, I have, there was an incident over Scrabble.
What? Actually, no. Nah, this isn't that far-fetched for you, is it?
Dumping someone because he couldn't play Scrabble.
Oh, are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
What about you?
Oh, okay. Her name's Carla. I'm just going to say it.
You're not meant to just say the name. You're meant to just give us the reason.
Now, she got dumped on our second date, right? And we were out the front of Steve's in Nedlands when it was still just a pub.
Yeah.
And I will never forget this because I was just blown away. And she said to me that my last boyfriend, he was such a kid because he liked that stupid Bat Thing comic. And I was like,
oh, no.
It's Batman. All right. And it's not stupid. It's fantastic. And I never saw her again. So I know it sounds petty, but I'm into that stuff. So it's going to be a big part of my life. I need someone there who's into it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I don't even know how to relate to that. Other than to say, call 13 33 53. What is the silly, petty reason you've split up with someone for?
We're on our Southwest road trip, and by all means, feel free to stalk us on Twitter and Instagram at Mix945.
Yeah, we're in a bus, just fall in behind.
Yeah, just come along for the ride, guys.
It'll be hard for us to lose you because we're in a bus with a trailer on the back.
Yeah.
So you'll be good. It's good stalking time.
It's a squeaky trailer as well, isn't it?
It is a bit squeaky. Let's
try 4.5 hours of. I'm not even talking about the other night. Okay, right. Let's go to the calls.
Let's go to the phones.
So we're talking about the fact that 68% of women dumped a man for his cologne. 13 33 53.
Which seems harsh.
Have you broken up with someone over something petty? We've got Candace in Hocking. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Candace. Good. What did you break up with someone for?
I didn't break up with anybody. My nephew broke up with his girlfriend because she doesn't eat cheese.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Well, that is unusual.
Apparently you're strange if you don't eat cheese.
Well, yes.
I agree.
Who wants to commit to a life of no one to share cheese with?
Yeah, really. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being in the South?
It's a bit like bacon, I guess.
I can't fault it, Candace.
He was pretty right.
He was.
Thank you, Candace. We've
you
got Libby and Mosman. Hello, Libby.
Hey, mate.
Hi, Libby. What happened?
Well, this happened to me 3 different times. The first time... I was interested in this guy and he wrote me this lovely card, but he spelt my name wrong. I'm like, if you can't spell my name right, sorry, D.
Libby,
I can't help you.
It's not that hard.
Well, come on, it could be L-I-B-I, it could be L-I-B-I.
I guess so, but back then I was Elizabeth and like, Elizabeth is on, that name is on every coin in his wallet. Exactly. And I'm like, dude, it's the name of the sovereign, right? Like, come on.
Do a bit of research. Thanks, Libby.
We've got John in Aurelia. Hey, John.
How's it going?
John.
Good, mate. Good.
What happened? You were the dumpee.
No, she dumped me because I sneezed on her after I kissed her.
Oh. Were you allergic to it?
No. I just gave her a kiss. I was like, bye. She's just God, that is so gross. Get away from me.
What was the amount of seconds between the kiss and the sneeze?
About 0.1.
Yeah, so there wasn't even time to get the face away. Wow. Nice
no, work, it was John. Just like, uh-oh.
No, bless you or anything, just get out.
Pretty
Thanks,
much.
John.
That's all right.
See ya.
With a $5,000 travel voucher from LWP, you could go pretty much anywhere in the world. Better yet, you can take this podcast of Lisa and Pete with you. Find out more at lwpropertygroup.com.au.